And here in the studio, I have Catherine Schulz with me. Well, you're quite a busy young woman, I know. I follow you on the internet here and again, and you're always posting brand new things that you're doing. And you're a singer and a songwriter, and you're involved with recording. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All righty. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from, and how'd you get into writing songs? And I know you have a musical background, but I'm trying to get that out there.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised there, and was real active in music. I had piano lessons with our church music director and was real involved with a lot of church music as a young person. And then when it came time to decide what to major in college, I studied music therapy, music education, and music performance at the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and went on to student teach, do an internship. I substitute taught for a year in the Milwaukee school area, and then I found a job in California in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I moved out here for that, and 3 months into it, it found that it wasn't the right fit for me, and I went into private practice, and but I'm kind of getting off track. I started singing out in public during my music therapy internship. I was playing at a coffee shop every week, and
And that was in San Francisco?
Actually, that was in Northern Illinois.
Oh, in Illinois, okay.
In Dixon, Illinois, and started out terrified and just completely nervous and shy, and it was just a real sweet group of people around me at that time who supported me and kept feeding me bagels and coffee and giving me the thumbs up and little tip money, and I just kept doing it and just never really stopped. It's been about 10 years since it's been more than that, more like 13, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, great. And that finally brought you right here to Nevada City. Huh?
Yeah, I moved up to Nevada County when my son was about 6 months old. We just needed a change from the Bay Area. And, we had friends up here, and it was just a real welcoming atmosphere, and we were real lucky to be able to stay here. I know a lot of people have a hard time making it work up here, and we've just been real blessed to be able to stay here.
Well, that's that blesses a community, that's for sure. So what do you got for us? You going to do a tune?
Sure, you bet. What would you like to hear?
Whatever you would like to play.
Well, I guess I could do one from the next album.
That would be good.
This is called Carol Ann.
To the morning, she never woke up to the sound of tomorrow. She never woke up to try, and to try is to remember all the reasons she can't touch, all the reasons she can't fathom, all the reasons she
Schulz live here at KBMR FM. And how about the content of the song? Where does that come from? Do you just make some of those up, or do you base them on,
it's
you know,
a combination.
Like that song I just heard, that sounds to me like that had someone very specific in mind.
It's a combination really of personal experience and just kind of channeling, and then just kind of more metaphorical images that come through. It's always kind of a mixture of those things, definitely grounded in personal experience and personal emotion. I feel like that's really the only authentic place I can write from ultimately.
Story you know real well, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you so much, Tay. You've been a wonderful host, and I really appreciate being on your show.
Hey, I appreciate you coming in. As I say, you caught my attention here. You're out there. You are a whirlwind girl. There's no doubt about it.
I'm busy.
And I like that. I like that a lot. You obviously step forward and grab all the things and just move with them.
Working Protestant work ethic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Grew up with that.
Yep. Well, you've turned it the right direction as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and we have time for another song. If you'd
sure.
If you'd like to do one more, it'd be great.
Sure.
Okay. What do you got here?
This one's called Last Long Blue Day.
I like that. Very nice, Catherine.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, and please keep doing what you're doing. And as you get, as you get farther along in this project and you get some stuff recorded, come in and let's play it, and we'll talk about that stuff too.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you.